Hello everyone. I would like to welcome all the guests and the listeners. First of all, I would tell you the topic on which I'm going to share my thoughts today. It is Airbnb revealing hotels for cheaper rates. As we all know that in the era of technology, we can gather each and every information from anywhere. Firstly, I would like to give a short introduction to what Airbnb is. I know all of you know about that, but I would like to introduce it to people who don't know about this. Airbnb is a privately held global company that operates an online marketplace and hospitality service. Members can use service to arrange or offer lodging, homestays, or tourism experience. After knowing about what Airbnb is, I would like to go back to my topic. Airbnb is bringing a new change in lodging market by revealing hotels for cheaper rates, and it also make additional rooms available in the country's hottest travel spots. Well, you all must be very exciting to listen that. During peak periods, when the hotel rooms often sell out and rates skyrocket, means the rates are high. So let me tell you, let's say if we want additional amenities, like if you want kitchen in your room and you will still prefer a hotel room, competition from Airbnb means you will pay a lower price for it. Means Airbnb offers a lower price. As researchers say that Airbnb is creating the perfect setup to study market competition between new online platforms and traditional service providers. Airbnb is having rapid growth in this industry in a very short span of time. While on the other side, hotels are earning less revenue due to the upcoming of the Airbnb. We talked about Airbnb's efforts, and now let's talk about what the hotels do for the fight back. As margin pressure increases day by day from Airbnb, hotels will be forced to set up the competition even more. Though major hotel chains like Marriott, Four Seasons, and Hilton insists the primary demographic of their hotel patrons differ a lot from Airbnb's guests, and their revenue have not been affected. While Airbnb rentals and high-end hotels do not cross paths, it may be the case that low-end hotels and motels have seen losses due to Airbnb. So far, Airbnb has not entered the high-end hotels market yet. I know you all are curious to know that how it becomes for Airbnb to be more successful in these years in very short time, and the hotel industry to go down and suffer losses. Well, there's a reason behind that, which we all should know. Okay, so let me tell you, well, a primary difference between the hotel industry and Airbnb is the presence of taxes and regulations in short-term rentals. Airbnb has been fortunate to avoid many rental and hotel tax laws thus far. So, the That's the biggest reason and facts behind the success of Airbnb over hotel industry. So at the end, I would like to conclude this by saying that state governments continue to try and impose taxes and regulations on Airbnb as it continues its rapid growth so that hotels won't suffer that much loss. Thank you everyone for listening.